On the show today, we have CU Strategic Planning's very own Stacey Augustine. She is here talking about the CDFI fund proposed changes and how the process has gotten a bit more complicated. So she is here to explain it to us, give us a quick summary, and then also CU Strategic Planning's comment letter to them, their response and their concerns about these proposed changes. So check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, oh my gosh, we have Stacey Augustine from CU Strategic Planning with us. Oh my gosh, Stacey, good to see you again. How are
good
you?
Good to see you. I'm great. It's good. So good to see you, Mike.
How are things in the great Northwest these days?
You know, as they usually are, rainy, cloudy, gray.
Well, hopefully there's a little bit of snow in there for the holiday season. I hope you guys get some of the white stuff coming down.
Maybe up in the mountains. Okay. I'd like it to stay up there. It can stay up there.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll keep the snow in the mountains and you guys enjoy a little bit of a little bit of precipitation. If you can bring some of that down to San Diego, we would appreciate that as well. So
I'll work on that.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Stacey. All right. We digress though. We'll leave that stuff to the Weather Channel. Let's talk about the CDFI fund and some proposed changes that are on the docket. And then you guys have some response to that as well. But so just to kind of kick things off here though, can you give us kind of a brief summary or overview, if you can, because this is what we were talking before the recording. This is some complicated stuff here. But what are some of these proposed CDFI fund changes that are making some headlines right now?
Yeah. Well, at the risk of kind of going down some rabbit holes on that, which would be easy for me to do. By way of background, an earlier version of this proposal was first released back in June 2020, and it generated a lot of feedback from the CDFI community, a lot of concerns. So the CDFI fund took those concerns, went back to the drawing board, came out, but it took about 2 years to redevelop some new standards. And without getting too far into the weeds, I would say that the new standards really doubled down on developing a complex rubric for judging whether or not a CDFI applicant is truly behaving like a CDFI.
Okay.
So one of the criteria to become a CDFI has always been to have a primary mission of community development.
Right.
Now, I would argue that every credit union in America, or virtually every credit union in America, as the original community development entities, probably already have that primary mission. You know, mm-hmm. Our community is our members. We are not-for-profit cooperatives focused on those members, focused on their development, focused on their well-being. So I would say that we probably already have that. But
okay.
The CDFI fund's guidance create quite a few new tests for whether you really, really have a primary mission of serving your community. You know, they've always required you to have a community development mission, but now you're going to be required to have a board-approved community development strategy that documents that mission.
Wow.
That, you know, that's doable, you know, but I think what's more concerning is that you also have to be engaged in responsible financing practices. I think most credit unions are engaged in responsible financing practices,
yeah.
But the CDFI fund has established some bright line standards about who's in and who's out.
Mm-hmm.
You know? This is what we consider to be not a responsible financing practice, and you can't be a CDFI if you're doing this.
Okay.
I think it's understandable that the CDFI fund wants to, you know, protect the CDFI brand,
right,
and not allow abusive lenders under the CDFI banner. But the guidance, as they put it out there, asks a series of questions about your lending practices or your product practices, mm-hmm. some of which completely disqualify you from being a CDFI. And in quite a few areas, I would say that these guidelines cross over the line from developing standards to basically acting like a functional regulator.
Really? Oh my gosh.
And another requirement of being a CDFI has always been accountability. You have to reflect in your governance who you serve. But because of the changes to that they're proposing to these guidelines, you know, our team has looked at the number of credit unions that we work with, and we would say that about 87% of current CDFI applicants certified prior to this year are going to be affected in some way by those accountability standards. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And when you're talking about developing, bringing on new board members or bringing on advisory groups, that really takes some time mm-hmm. and can be a process. You know, board management is a time consuming process. So there were some really welcome changes that the CDFI put into this that streamlined the process, but I think a lot of them were overshadowed by some of the hurdles that they've developed.
Before we get into a couple of the concerns that you guys have, which you already alluded to, but what's the why here? Why were these proposed in the first place? I mean, are there some shenanigans going on here with the CDFI applications, so to speak, or is it just making it more stringent and maybe kind of, I don't know, filtering out some of the people that shouldn't be applying? I don't know. I'm just kind of grasping at straws here. So what's the why here from your perspective?
Yeah, that's a really good question. They have very publicly said that they want to protect the CDFI brand and not allow in abusive practices, which I understand. But I don't know. I mean, if there have been bad practices out there, I'm not sure what they are, you know, but I'm not sure that they would tell us if they had seen them. So presumably they've seen something. I don't know if it is an overreaction to something that they've seen or if they have seen something that just we haven't seen. Remember that there are a lot of lenders out there that are not credit unions that are CDFIs as well. So it's really hard to say. I wish that we had a little bit more knowledge, because maybe it would be a little bit more understandable if we could say we have seen lenders doing this and we don't want someone to call themselves a CDFI if they're doing this practice.
And I'm assuming credit unions for the most part or overall are doing, they have their ducks in a row, so to speak, you know, so they're doing a good job in the lending department, the accountability department, all these things that you talked about. Credit unions are, you know, our tops in all of those areas, one would hope. And we know this. So it sounds like, they're, like we said before the recording started, they've really complicated this process.
Right.
So what are your two concerns? Because you guys wrote a response letter stating, you know, your opinion and a couple of concerns here. So can you expand on each of the, because one of them was minimizing as administrative burden on CDFIs while maintaining data quality and collection methods. So can you share with us that? And then there was another one, time frame for compliance as well. So can you share with us your response here or your concerns rather?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think kind of alluded to the first one before. It's like by developing all of these standards and hurdles, it does make it pretty hard to become a CDFI. Not that hard is a necessarily bad thing. I mean, to some extent, it's kind of funny that we specialize in helping credit unions become certified, but I feel like making it so esoteric and difficult that only an experienced consultant can help you do it is not good public policy.
Agreed.
You know, I mean, I think that a credit union should be able to apply on its own. It's going to require a lot more data analysis, a lot more data collection to apply going forward under these standards. But really, more importantly, some of the bright line standards about products that you can and cannot offer, even if those products are allowed by your functional regulator, even if the NCUA has developed careful guidelines around what is an acceptable payday lending alternative? Those could run afoul of what the CDFI fund is willing to accept under the CDFI banner. And then the time frame is definitely problematic. The guidelines themselves don't really create a timeline for coming into compliance, but the communication around the guidelines, just like the informal cover letter kind of a thing, have indicated that everyone who's currently certified is going to have a year to come into compliance. And based upon what we're seeing, almost everyone who's currently certified is going to have to do something. And that's a lot of compliance work. That's a lot of juggling. I don't even know how the CDFI fund staff who seem, you know, they have a lot on their shoulders and they seem to be pretty busy, could manage that amount of data and questions and reapplications. I hope they reconsider the 1 year rule and give it a longer runway, because I think that everyone's going to need that.
Well, and this applies to credit unions. Let's talk credit unions in this case, or anybody for that matter who've been CDFI certified. So folks that have already been CDFI certified, do they have to kind of go through this process again? Or what's that process like? Or is it just for brand new folks applying to become CDFI certified?
I think it's going to be everyone. Everyone's going to have a year to come into compliance. If you're certifying for the first time and the CDFI fund put a pause on accepting new applications, which would allow them to work on this proposal and work on these guidelines. So they have not, they put a freeze on accepting new applications. Mm-hmm. And that freeze is going to stay in place until April of this year, which is when we expect the CDFI fund to put out their final guidelines that these have been leading up to. At that time, the way it's written right now, everyone will have 1 year to come into compliance with all the changes that they are proposing.
Goodness. So how do you see this affecting credit unions moving forward? Are fewer going to be applying because of the more exhaustive process, I guess you will, or what do you see moving forward here? Because this is one of your primary areas of business for CU right. Strategic Planning and helping credit unions get CDFI certified. So what are you guys seeing in regards to affecting credit unions?
We have had that question from a lot of clients already.
You know, I bet.
Several have called and said, should I even file my annual certification report? Why bother? Maybe I should just drop my certification, mm-hmm. especially if they don't have outstanding awards right now. Mm-hmm. What's in it for me? I mean, we're going through a lot of, it's difficult now. It looks like it's going to be far more difficult. Do I even want the hassle? And what I've pretty much been telling them up to this point is just hold the line. We don't know what's going to happen next. I know that it's hard to deal with that kind of uncertainty, but it's not over until it's over. We know we're going to see something in April. Okay. I think based upon what the CDFI fund has communicated very openly, they do not intend to make many changes to these guidelines. I hope that when they receive the comment letters that everyone has been submitting, that they might go back to the drawing board and reconsider some of their proposals. And I hope that we'll see that. If that doesn't happen, we could see Congress get involved. We could see litigation, although the CDFI fund has a great deal of regulatory discretion in what should and should not mm-hmm. go into a mm-hmm. CDFI certification. As I mentioned, there's a number of areas where it kind of crosses over beyond their scope of authority, in my opinion. I'd also really like to see some of the other federal financial regulators get involved, because if I were them, whether I'm the FDIC or the OCC or the NCUA, I would say, I think this might be crossing over into my territory. We have established guidelines for this, and maybe you shouldn't gainsay them. So there's a lot between now and then, we don't know what's going to happen. So I would stay the course until we know. There's going to be a lot of hurdles between now and then.
Yeah, a lot of digestion, so to speak, here.
It's a good word for it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So you kind of took my next question here, because I was going to ask you, hey, when's this going to be official? And you said April, I guess, is the timeline. So when will
promise April
what's happening? And there's a comment period going on right now, or has that ended?
The comment period for the certifications has ended.
Okay.
And I believe we have a couple more days. There were actually two different proposals out. One was on the overall umbrella certification process, and another part of it was on the methodologies. Because the proposal is the CDFI fund is going to move towards a transparent way of publishing and approving all approved methodologies for determining how you serve your target market.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let me explain. A lot of times you have to use proxies to determine a target market, or some way of, like, if you serve African Americans, how do you show that? Okay. You know, you don't typically ask a person what their race is when they open an account at the credit union. So how do you show the CDFI fund that you are serving African-Americans. So they intend to approve all the methodologies used, which is, you know, we've spent a great deal of time developing methodologies for our clients, but really I think that's very good public policy to share those. And, you know, anyone can use them once they're approved. That particular comment period, I think, still has a few more days and is open, but is a little bit more, even more esoteric than the overall certification proposal, because it really gets into like what kind of proxy data can you use to develop a to show that you serve a target market with reasonable certainty. Mm-hmm.
So, what can credit unions do in the meantime? I know in your previous response, one of your answers is like just. Hold tight, hold the line, yeah, just hold hang tight, you know?
Live in the uncertainty. I'm so sorry, but yeah.
What happens in April, because I'm sure a lot, because it seems like more and more credit unions are applying to be CDFI certified, right? I mean, that seems to be the trend over the years, and that CDFI fund seems to be growing as well. Yeah. But it almost seems like these folks are shooting themselves in the foot, making it more complicated. If you have a greater audience and a greater amount of funds, why would you shake it up so much? You want communities to be served to the best of their abilities, right? And have credit unions in this case do that to the best of their abilities. Sounds like they're kind of shooting themselves in their foot a little bit here, making this process a little
complicated. I understand. I really understand wanting to have standards for who can become a CDFI. That makes sense. About being certified. Sure. But if you can't answer the number of questions that's going to be created by a proposal in 1 year, it seems like you should give people more than a year. If you want these CDFIs that only meet certain criteria, is that going to really offer the diversity that really serves diverse target markets in America?
Completely.
The number of credit union CDFIs have grown over the years. The number of CDFIs have grown over the years. We've grown from 200 CDFIs in 1997 to over 1,400now, and credit unions are over 25% of that.
Yeah, they're crushing it in that department for sure. So, oh my gosh, Stacey. Wow. It looks like we'll probably be talking again in April.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be fun.
I wonder what that's going to look like. Yeah.
Well, I always look forward to talking to you because it's such an education and it's a lot of fun too. But in this case, who knows what's going to be happening just on the CDFI side of things. So, alrighty. Well, that said, anything else to wrap up here? Any final thoughts on this from your perspective?
Just hold tight.
Yep.
Hold tight and live in the uncertainty. Yep.
Okie dokie. What's that?
Just hang in there.
All right. Hang in there, everybody. The folks at CU Strategic Planning got you covered. We got your back. So we'll be watching this closely. And then, I look forward to revisiting in April to see what the final verdict is, so to speak. So yeah, good stuff. All right, Stacey. Well, I'll let you get back at it. Sounds like you got a lot on your plate. So I don't want to keep you too much longer. But thanks again for your expertise and your insights. Always appreciated.
It was great catching up with you. Indeed.